This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the cabinet accepting the recommendations of the High-Level Committee on Simultaneous Elections is an important step towards making Indian democracy even more vibrant and participative. In a social media post, Mr. Modi complimented former President Ram Nath Kovind for spearheading this effort and consulting a wide range of stakeholders. Earlier yesterday, Union Cabinet, headed by the Prime Minister, approved the proposal for One Nation, One Election as recommended by the panel headed by Mr. Kovind. After the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the High-Level Committee under the chairmanship of the former President held extensive deliberations with stakeholders, including political parties and experts. He said it will be implemented in two phases. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said India has taken a giant stride towards landmark electoral reforms with the Cabinet's decision approving One Nation, One Election. BJP President and Union Health Minister JP Nadda said the Cabinet's decision aims to streamline the electoral process and ensure better governance. Jammu and Kashmir has recorded the highest voter turnout in last 35 years, with over 61% polling in the first phase of assembly elections yesterday. Voting was peaceful across all 24 assembly constituencies, spanning seven districts of Pulwama, Shopian, Kulgam, Kishtwar, Anantnag, Ramban and Doda. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address two election rallies in Jammu and Kashmir today. Mr. Modi's first rally will be in Srinagar this morning, while the second one will be held at Katra, the base camp of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine, in the afternoon. Union Minister for Home and Cooperation Amit Shah will address a national conference in New Delhi today on initiatives taken within 100 days by the Cooperation Ministry under Modi 3.0 government. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, in the first 100 days of Modi 3.0, many steps have been taken for the cooperative sector, which will help the cooperative system of the country to move forward with new speed and strength. President Draupadi Murmu will reach Ujjain today on the second day of her Madhya Pradesh visit. Our correspondent reports that the president will interact with the Safai Mitras and will also attend the Safai Mitra Sammelan being organized in Ujjain. President Draupadi Murmu will also virtually attend the Bhumi Pujan program of Ujjain-Indore 6-lane road project today as the chief guest. A 4-day-long mega event, World Food India 2024, will begin today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. It will see a participation from over 90 countries, 26 Indian states and union territories, and 18 central ministries and allied government bodies. The event promises to be a major convergence of innovation, technology and sustainability in the food processing sector. Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi, Minister for Food Processing Industries Chirag Paswan and Minister of State for Food Processing Industries Ravneet Singh Bittu will attend the inaugural ceremony. The U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, has cut interest rates for the first time in over 4 years. It has reduced the key lending rate by 0.5 percentage points to a range of 4.75 to 5%. The U.S. Federal Reserve announced its sixth policy decision for 2024 last night after a 2-day Federal Open Market Committee meeting. In Lebanon, at least 32 people have been killed and thousands injured in a series of explosions during the past 2 days. The blasts involved communication devices, some of which are used by militant group Hezbollah. And the first test of the two-match series between India and Bangladesh is underway at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Put into bat, India were 20 for 1 in their first innings on day 1. Earlier, Bangladesh won the toss and opted to field. This is the first test series that India is playing after Gautam Gambhir took over as India coach. Bangladesh are entering the series with high confidence after a historic 2-0 clean sweep of Pakistan on its home soil, its first ever against the rival. And that is the end of this news bulletin.